beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to the program. I am your host, Tom Verloc, and tonight I will be talking about, I'm going to be talking about incompatible spirits. But before we get started, I wanted to read something from John Rappaport's newsletter. Yes, I subscribe to John Rappaport's newsletter from nomorefakenews.com. It's just interesting stuff that John shares. And so I'm going to read a passage from his newsletter to you, just a paragraph. And it's about science. So I quote, "And here is another one from the editor-in-chief of the prestigious journal The Lancet, founded in 1823. Quote, "The case against science is straightforward. Much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue. Afflicted by studies with small sample sizes, tiny effects, invalid exploratory analyses, and flagrant conflicts of interest, together with obsession for pursuing fashionable trends of dubious importance, science has taken a turn towards darkness." End quote. Where John quotes fashionable trends, I often say fashionably acceptable in many of my podcasts, or, you know, wish fantasies or wish fancies. We're talking about the same thing here, John and I. I mean, the problems of science go back to things or topics like bloodletting and subatomic glue. If you don't know what those are, keyword search bloodletting, and then do another keyword search for subatomic glue, and you'll find out about how science used to put subatomic glue into textbooks. You know, essentially subatomic glue being this fantasy placeholder for explaining how electrons, protons, basically cling to the nucleus of an atom via a means of subatomic glue, which of course is utter nonsense. So let us move forward into my topic tonight, and we'll do this by quoting a phrase from my former mentor and my longtime psionics master and friend, Charles Cosimano. He used to say to me this, quote, "With an open mind, but not an empty head," end quote. With an open mind and not an empty head. Yeah, keep that in mind. Got that? Alrighty then, we're talking about the adverse effects from deviant spirits, but let us talk about the benefits of working spirit magic first. Yes, myriad advantages are reaped by the magician who works with spirits. Rewarding relationships, robust careers, lavish realty and properties, astounding hunches, and insights into investments that pay off. Means of bringing in new monies. Let us not forget, a treasure of rare items and acquiring collectibles that will make some owners the envy of the world. Occult secrets can be revealed. Futures foretold precisely for taking the high ground and securing strategic advantages. Protection of properties and assets. Overseeing the defense and protection of family and loved ones. Just to name a few. All of these benefits and more can be yours if you know what you're doing. And if you're made of the right stuff. Now, being made of the right stuff simply means that you're willing to train up. But what about the dangers now of working with spirits? Yes, you may very well ask. Any wise investor, craftsman, tradesman, or businessman knows that with every upside, there is also a downside. This is just as true in working with spirits as it is with any venture, as it is with any pursuit. Therefore, tonight's podcast is about those spirit relationships which, rather than turning out to be prosperous and rewarding, instead prove to be rather adverse to the well-being of the magician. So without further ado, let us begin. For the most part, working with spirits is very simple in procedure. I talk about these details and all of the how-tos in my Verloc Insiders Club, home of the Psionic Brotherhood and the Verloc New Thought Movement. So on this podcast, I'm going to cover mostly the about topics rather than the how-tos, but we will dive into a little bit of how-to. That way my listeners can decide which areas of magic are of interest to them and maybe read my ebooks or listen to my audiobooks or join my Insiders Club. So essentially, spirits are the purest state of existence that is conceivable to human minds, but what we're really talking about here is working with the spirit creatures or those on the template levels, as I've lectured on this topic previously, and my blogs on this topic are available for you to read at verloc.com/blog. Alright, so we are working with parallel entities most of the time, or parallel realities, and many of these entities residing in these realms have bits and pieces of our own mind wrapped up into their makeup, or what I call the composition of the spirit. That is, we're communicating with spirits on a level that involves our own subconscious mind as a sort of medium for awareness of the spirit to enter into our personal sphere or our personal atmosphere. But they don't get there directly. Usually it's going to be via the route into your subconscious mind most of the time. At this level of the subconscious mind, the spirit creature can interact with the magician. That is also where the danger resides, particularly true with spirit creatures whom we acknowledge as familiars. Familiars are like servitors. I've lectured on this topic of servitors already, but these familiars are linked to the magician in a much more personal and maybe on an intimate level. Here are some things which may transpire when working with familiar spirits. Horrid nightmares. Yes, in the beginning of a relationship with a familiar, the magician may have the experience of nightmares or disquieting visions when drifting to sleep. This is due to a link between the spirit and the magician at the level of the subconscious mind. The junk that ordinarily resides on the level of the subconscious mind is stirred up by the presence of the entity engaging with the magician's mind. It's sort of like intruding on dark waters. Stuff rises to the surface that we ordinarily don't experience on a conscious level, and that familiar spirit is dragging that up when they come into contact with us. However, this experience of having these horrific nightmares last maybe for some days, and then things settle down once that relationship with the familiar is more solidly established, and that means under the magician's control. Having said this, there are on occasion some spirits I've worked with that did not settle down. That is when there is a problem. During my initial practices with summoning complex elementals, I encountered a rather disquieting familiar. The entity, in this case, did some nice things for me, but on the whole, the familiar was disruptive to my dreams. I would dream of things which were contrary to my personal habits. The entity would show me abundance of pleasures which were contrary to my lifestyle, and it didn't stop. Other times it would be mistakes that I'd make on a sudden impulse or in other matters, business and personal life. So when a spirit is disruptive to our ordinary lifestyle, we must turn to a process called banishing. The process or the procedures within banishing as a whole are slightly different from magician to magician or from authority to authority on that matter. But essentially, there is a protective field that is erected around the magician, and then the entity is called into its vessel, and the ritual of choice or knowledge of the magician is executed, usually involving symbols for banishing, as well as the breaking or even the burning of various objects which had been associated to the spirit familiar. That's sort of the closing of portals. Several years of working with complex elementals taught me something. Banishing costs time, energy, and a little bit of pocket money. Now, I've banished dozens of spirits over the course of several years into the practice of working with complex elementals. So instead of going back to correct my mistakes or find new spirits to replace my poorly selected or poorly crafted spirits, I would spend some years working on a means to improve the overall quality of the process of creating these spirits that I needed. My overall conclusion was to leave the works of complex elemental spirit familiars and instead delve into strengthening the power of other kinds of spirits. So this led me to work harder on raising servitors from patterns and other methods of psionic focus. What I discovered was something called layering, and I detail these discoveries at Verloc.club, home of the Psionic Brotherhood and the Verloc New Thought Movement. In my Psionic Magic Club, I carry on the teachings of my former mentor, but I also take a greater initiative here to share my experiences and my personal discoveries with my students and club members and my colleagues. The one thing I discovered here is how to take that form of the usual concept that is associated with familiar spirits and give it something that locks it into a servitor form. I found on many occasions that the human-like form tends to carry with it certain self-centered qualities as well. Therefore, I apply methods for discovering forms which prevent this sort of conflict from the get-go. Now, you must understand me here. Allow for me to impart some of this wisdom, perhaps metaphorically, if you will. Imagine the troubles that you will have with neighbors or co-workers, bosses, businesses, business partners, and then now compare these same troubles to those difficulties or minor annoyances that you might have with your pets at home. If you don't have pets, I admit this is difficult to conceive of in this point here, but perhaps consider the difference of having problems with people and then having problems with, say, your smartphone or your computer application. The varying degrees of difficulty are light years apart by comparison. Yeah. This is because your pet dog or your computer application are both fundamentally different from the egocentric center of a lot of human beings. I'm not saying all human beings, but from many. When we work with spirit familiars, we are imparting some of our own subconscious to the spirit and vice versa. The door swings both ways, and for the most part, the magician is far less aware of the subconscious level of mind than the spirit is. That is because the spirit is closer to that level of awareness than we are. This does indeed put the magician into some degree of a disadvantage, whereas our ability to alter patterns on the physical level via magic patterns, magic sigils, glyphs, dowsing, radionics, and wizardry does, on the other hand, take the advantage back to the magician. We simply need to understand the affairs of spirit and magician. When we allow a spirit mind to enter into our own subconscious mind, we will receive information and sensations which are ordinarily foreign to our conscience. For example, I had those relentless nightmares of insatiable appetite for diabolical pleasures which are foreign to my own likes or interests, or even to my personality. So spiritually speaking, my spirit familiar at that time and my spirit my personal self, are fundamentally different. I do not crave those desires, and therefore the continuance of such interfering dreams is rather adverse to my pursuits in life. Having an understanding of what we want, first and foremost, is essential to any engagement with spirits. Too many books out there, and the authors who claim to be the authority on such matters as familiars, give a little too much credit over to the spirit creature or that spirit familiar. You know, we start admiring and honoring them. The true power, as my mentor always reminded me of, is that of the magician. You must be the one in control. Otherwise, the pursuit of magic with spirits is a complete waste of time and efforts. Some folks allow themselves to become too intimate and fuzzy-cozy with spirits. Affections you shall reserve for your spouse or your dog or cat at home. Spirits on this level of reality exist for serving the magician. Having said this, there are those other entities who come and, you know, into contact with us on the astral or other levels of reality of their own free will, and these are different kinds of encounters, different kinds of entities entirely, which may involve past lives or our existence on other levels of reality, maybe a spouse from a past life, various relationships in the dreamlands, which are ordinarily natural, and these are different. These are entirely different from calling in a familiar spirit. So do not confuse these with familiars. Intentionally forming a relationship with the spirit familiar is outside of the natural scope of affairs. These entities that you call into your service must be willing and commanded into your service. Otherwise, you don't need them. And you will not waste your time with wishy-washy, new age, lovey-dovey, some invisible lover kind of stuff. That will just get you into trouble, especially if the magic does end up working, which most of the time it does not, thankfully. Else, a lot of people following mainstream, new age, esoteric, pan-worshipping crap would be in a whole world of trouble. I mean, luckily, a lot of the ritual stuff just doesn't work. Keep it simple and straightforward with the spirits that you work with. They'll serve you or they won't. If they don't, again, like I said, you don't need them. It's the same with business. If, you know, if people aren't paying you and they're asking you for stuff, you don't need them. Why waste your time spending your life force with spirits then? Are you expecting a return? Usually it won't happen. Yeah, people do crazy stuff with rituals. Don't waste your energy putting out, you know, like some people say this sexual energy stuff, hoping spirits will help you get rich if you do that sort of thing, because they won't. You're more likely to attract a vampiric spirit if that magic works at all. Yeah, you know, some adverse spirits will help you perhaps here and there, give you a little something, but, you know, in the end, they're pimping you out for their own agenda, which will take precedence over your own will and what you want. And in time, you will be made to serve that spirit. That is counterproductive to all of your work in psionics. You are the one in control. You must remind yourself of this. And I cannot stress this point enough. So we'll talk about the advantages of spirits a little later on. Or if you want that information now, you can download my audiobooks, Fantastic Facilitators, Dynamic Defenders. There's another one coming up, Magical Messengers. And then take it further with some of my training documents, audios, and even my secret how-to videos in my Insiders Club at vrilok.club. But now I believe this concludes my topic tonight. And I want to thank you for joining me on Planet Vrilok. Powerful entertainment for magicians and powerful psionics magic. Until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.